John Stickley. And she'd neigh every time, but each and every time she would neigh, she would eat that chicken pie. Said crow black chicken, crow for days, crow black chicken, fly away. Crow black chicken, crow for days, honey, I like the chicken pie. Give me that bass trombone. Ground and I'd eat that chicken pie. Raining, sunning, doesn't matter, give it all, give it up. Doesn't matter, every morning I eat that old chicken pie. I would crow black chicken, crow for days, crow black chicken, fly for days. Crow black chicken, cry for days, honey. Drew Emmett, please give it gospel. Let the nuggets sing.
Filmed this. This is just going to be for us, everyone here. Let's let this exist here only.
Thank you.
So I went up on the mountain and I gave myself a blow. And I thought I heard that pretty girl singing, "Yonder comes my bow." Said, "Crow black chicken for midnight, crow black chicken for day. Yeah, along come a big old hoodah, honey, give my chicken away." Crow black chicken, crow for day, crow black chicken, fly away. Crow black chicken, crow for days. Everybody! For to give my horn a blow. And I thought I heard that pretty girl singing, "Yonder comes my bow." Said, "Crow black chicken, crow for day, crow black chicken, fly away. Crow black chicken, crow for days." Honey, I like chicken, give it up with chicken. I like chicken pie. Everybody.
Jeff Austin. Should the Stickleys lead a tune? Can we lead one? Me and Lindsay, baby? The Stickleys? You're one of the Stickleys.
That sounds like a great freaking idea.
That's right, because we are the John Stickley Octet.
And we're so honored to be a part of it.
That's right.
And what if we compromise and do an Andy Thorne tune? Never mind, never mind. We're going to get Andy to do one of our tunes now.
Leftover Stickley Austin.
I'm not really counting, so. Nine tet doesn't sound as good, does it? Saying. This is what happens in jam sessions. There's a lot of standing around looking at each other going, "Well, what do you want to play?"
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you want to play? Well, we could play that, but...
I actually just... I told the story backstage where... to share this with you while we figure out where we're going to play is in 1999 in Ward, Colorado, I stood between Drew Emmett and a guy named Ned Alterman. And he sold Drew a mandolin. And in 2007, Drew sold me this exact mandolin. And it changed my life forever. So not only do I consider Drew my dad, but I'm also very grateful to have paid his mortgage for that year for this man.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
You're welcome, Drew. But I'm so grateful for Heart Attack, 1984, Eldora Made Nugget, and we have Nuggets on stage, and I just, this is what happens when you can't figure out what you're going to play at a jam.
Tell weird stories like that. It's
and
true,
the funniest,
though.
And the funniest thing is, in 1999, we couldn't figure out what to play at the jam, and that's when you bought this mandolin. So therefore...
Well, and the banjo player of Leftover Salmon was in high school with me. It was a while ago.
And I was his babysitter. It's amazing. Oh, Andrew. You were such a scamp.
Let's do this bluegrass fiddle tune in A and let everyone get a pass and just call it good.
Okay.
Lindsay's going to kick it.